Can you confirm the trade and for Smith?
It's something we're working on, and again, nothing's official, so we don't, you know, I can't confirm anything because it hasn't been consummated yet, but it is something that we're working towards.
They did pull him off the practice field, but you're not done yet.
It's not official yet. And Rulon Davis has been released. When you say
defensive lineman,
nope, we're just trying to improve the football team in every way we can. You know, if there's a player at any position that obviously could come in and help us, or we feel could, you know, help improve our depth or our talent, you know, at any position, we would take a look at it. And he certainly is a guy that we've evaluated and feel like he could fit, you know, what we're doing.
Has Peyton and his skill set kind of surprised you?
No. No, I mean, when you evaluated Peyton from last season, you know, the tape that, you know, we had on him, and I also was familiar with him coming out of college. He's a very versatile guy, very physical, great hands, you know. He's been able to play in all of our packages, which is, you know, a credit to him in terms of his preparation and the way he's approached this whole thing mentally, because he's got a lot on his plate and he's been able to handle it. So, you know, nothing that Peyton does surprises me really, because he's a really good football player. We're happy to have him on our team.
It just seems like he just has fun playing.
He does. He's got a lot of fun playing, and he fits in great with the locker room.
Off the beaten path, what's it been like to work with Ben?
Say it again.
What's it been like to work with your brother?
It's you know, probably there's challenges to everything, and you know, he certainly has got a tough, difficult job. I was in his position before. There's a lot of things that, you know, get dumped on that guy, and you know, I don't really show any favoritism to him. If anything, I make it harder. So, you know, those guys in that position, Jay Rogers, Keith Burns, my brother, they do a great job with what they're responsible for. There's a lot on their plate, and, you know, I enjoy it, obviously, having him out here, and he's very deserving of the position that he has because he does a great job at it.
From evaluating Friday night's game, how'd the head coach grade out?
You know, there's a few things, obviously, that we want to fix as a staff. You know, we had a couple delayed substitutions, which forced us to use a couple timeouts, which, you know, in preseason, there's 80 guys on the sideline, so you got to be on top of that a little bit, you know, a little bit more, because we got a little bit more moving parts. So, you know, I can learn something from every one of these preseason games. I learn something from every one of these practices and try to keep notes and do a better job each day that I'm out here, and hopefully I'll do a better job, you know, in Seattle, and our team and our staff will perform the same way.
What did the other coach, McDaniels, your father, think about your debut performance?
You know, he's hard. He's hard to please. You know, but that's great to have somebody that has, you know, a background in coaching and head coaching, and have a critical analysis of some of the things that maybe don't necessarily just jump out on you, you know, on tape or on TV. So, you know, he noticed a couple of things that I just mentioned, and obviously, you know, we're going to work to tighten those up. But it's good to have a positive influence that can also be critical and help you out along the way with some of the things that he can help me out with.
Of all those little mistakes that you guys had on Friday night, do you feel like a lot of them are on the way to being corrected?
I hope so, yeah. Certainly things we did well. There's, you know, anytime offensively, you know, we had two negative plays or two negative runs and 67 snaps, you know, that's always a positive thing. And you know, but we turned the ball over three times. So, you know, there's pros and cons on both sides of the ball defensively. You know, got some pressure on the quarterback, gave up too many yards on second and long. You know, we're working diligently out here to try to fix the things that we feel like maybe, you know, at this point, things that we either struggled with or just that we made some mistakes on. So all of the mistakes that we feel like we made Friday night and in practice are fixable and correctable, and that's hopefully what we're targeting and trying to improve on.
Josh, do you feel like maybe Elvis could end up being a better outside linebacker than he was, man? It just seems like he's really taken to that position, skill set.
I think so.
Pretty well.
I think so. Elvis is a downhill player. You know, our outside linebackers are going to be downhill players. And, you know, he's shown an ability to be physical on the edge. He's working his butt off to try to get all the little things right at that position. And I know it's a little new for him, but, you know, he's had 42 practices at it now. So, I mean, I don't know when you declare somebody, you know, ready to go at a spot. But, you know, he's had plenty of work there. And I think his skill set has certainly showed up. And he certainly did some good things the other night in the game and continues to try to work to improve the things he's not, you know, comfortable with.
A couple more for the coach.
I think Tony Scheffler's come along, Josh, in his last few months and now.
Tony's... you know, Tony's a versatile player for us. He's definitely shown, you know, a solid toughness in camp. You know, he works against the outside linebackers every day, and, you know, they're all 265-plus, and Tony's holding his own there, and obviously he's a threat in the passing game and a factor on third down in the red zone. You know, we haven't really gotten into game planning a whole bunch into those some of those situations, but you know, once we do, Tony will be a big factor there. He's got great hands and knows what to do. He's a smart player too, so you know, again, we feel like we're talented and deep there at tight end, and he's certainly one of the guys that we'll count on this year to provide us with a lot of production.
One more guy.
Josh, could you explain why the five technique defensive end is so pivotal, vital to the 3-4?
Well, you know, when you got you know, a 3-4 system in place and you use those five techniques, and if you play a true 3-4 where you're not stunting a lot and trying to play two gaps at a time, those five technique players have to play, they have responsibility for the C gap on their left or right, and they're in the B gap, which is the inside gap, on the other side. So you know, there's quite a bit of pressure on those guys because they have to handle the tackle and then also be able to fall into plays inside or outside, and they can't jump around blocks. It's a very physical position. It's not for the weak of heart. You know, you got to go in there and slug the tackle and try to knock him back and win each play that way. I mean, it's not fancy, you know. And if you do a good job, then that allows the inside linebackers to play where they're supposed to play and the outside linebacker to play where he's supposed to play, and everything kind of works together. So I wouldn't say that it's more pivotal than any other spot on the defense, but it certainly is one of those positions where, as you look at into college football, there's not a lot of players that play that spot because there's not a lot of systems that do that. You know, there's a lot of stunting and those kind of things in college football right now. That's what's in vogue. So to find those kind of players that can play that way and be effective, you know, it's a task, and we're certainly looking hard for it all the time.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it.